All right. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. Well done, Rush. Way to run a tight ship. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM. That is that show. This is this show. And this show, of course, is the Mascot Wedding Show. You guys know it. You guys know it. Don't act like you don't. We got a great show for you coming up. We got a lot of great guests. But first, we're starting it off with Crocodiles from their Endless Flowers album. This is Sunday. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. All right, let's do this one microphone at a time. The time is 6:04. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial, online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. OP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else, so quit your bitchin'!
Yeah, we're tired of you doing that thing that you do. Hey, we just heard Crocodiles from their Endless Flowers album. That was Sunday, parentheticals, psychic conversation number 9. I want to hear the other 8, right, guys? Nope, don't want to do that. How are you, Mac Blake?
I'm good. It is a hot one outside.
Oh, mama!
If you are outside, go inside.
That's right, and if you're outside, get yourself a nice cool towel.
And if you're inside and where you are does not have air conditioning, lie on the floor and wait for help. Don't make a move until help arrives.
Don't bake your brain like a potato. Stay low to the ground, because hot air rises.
I wouldn't be surprised if in this state of Texas.
How come we're not talking more about my grandpa character, who's helpful with the heat tips?
Well, this is where I'm about to get to it.
Okay.
5 years of radio partnership. I build nothing. In the state of Texas, I wonder if they are soon going to have to start teaching, instead of stop, drop, and roll, heat safety tips.
Yeah.
Maybe a grandpa can do it.
Oh, you weren't thinking that.
But
though.
Instead of stop, drop, and roll, it's it's hot outside, act like a corpse or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's going to be some weird Twilight Zone thing where it's we'll teach you how to find moisture on a rock. I'm whenever you're outside, just lick a rock.
Cut open a cactus.
Does that work?
It did in G.I. Joe comics. They use a machete.
Uh-huh.
A machete.
So they used any tray.
They'd use a machete.
Yes.
To open up a cactus, and then he would just drink like a cup of water.
Uh-huh. Are you sure that wasn't just I was going to say something I was going to regret.
Tell you what, guys. Normally, David and I would have some more banter up top, but we got too much show. And we got too much show because we got too much guests. These guys, how long have you been together?
Gosh, what, 3 years?
Something like that.
These guys have been the top of the Austin sketch world for 3 years.
Yep.
We weren't always on
we
top.
We started at the top.
All right,
why don't you shut up and get into it?
Sorry.
You're already mid-interview. We haven't even introduced you yet.
Should
I just go?
Seriously?
I have a show right now.
Mac, are you still mad at me?
At SVT called Ron Step Presents.
Hey, Mac. Mac?
Yes. You know
you
what? We won't do the intro. We won't
do it. Exactly.
No, say it. Say it, please.
Say the name of our show.
Ron Step presents the Step Sisters, right?
Ron Step presents Ron Step and the Step
Ron
Sisters.
Ron Step and the Step Sisters at SVT from now until July at some point.
July 14th.
I did not write this down.
July 14th.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're Terrific Neighbors.
Hello!
Hey.
And your Terrific Neighbors is 3 people, and we have
Curtis Luciani,
Joel Osborne,
Courtney Hopkin.
That's right. Thanks for coming down and being on the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having
us.
We really appreciate this
place.
This studio, so cool. I don't know if people who just listen to the radio even know what the setup is like here, but there are chairs, yes. There's tables, there's a water cooler out there. I assume you guys have a bathroom. I haven't seen it.
We do. We have a full toilet.
Bulletin boards, the kind that have that cork material. You just stick a pin in. You could put a paper on that, a flyer, anything you want.
Anything, man. Menu. You want a local menu for a place that delivers?
You guys got a mini fridge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, nice.
You know it.
This is great.
Hey, look to the right, Curtis. What is that over there?
Wow, music stands.
Yeah. No, put something in it you want to read. That. Pass that, buddy. Studio 2.
Yeah.
What?
We've been in there.
Once.
Stop bragging.
We broke in.
We did. We broke
Look,
in.
We have a rule that if you're on our show, you cannot be in anybody else's show. Granted, you can't go back in time and prevent yourselves from making the mistake of going on Slappy Pinch Bottom show. So you're going to have to now do yourself a favor, not a favor, of just never mentioning it again.
Love you, Slappy, but goodbye.
This is our first time.
For July 1st.
Be gentle.
Yeah, we actually broke into that studio because we were stealing pop filters for a long time. Stealing pop filters was something we
I don't get what that is. I don't get what a pop filter is.
It's right by your mouth.
What?
It's That's right a, by your
oh,
mouth.
You mean where the microphone is?
David, can you tweet pick that later? So I sure can. Knows what it looks like.
People out there might not know what a pop filter is. Stay tuned to the Mascot Water Wedding Twitter.
Mascot
feed.
Water?
Mascot
all
Water
Twitter. These P's I'm saying, these P's, you can't hear these P's, can you, because of the pop filter?
Okay. Okay, you guys are clearly still nervous about being on the radio. Let's just ease you into it.
But you know what?
Should we do our calisthenics?
Well, I should apologize, though, because I have to say that was a pretty crummy intro. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel a certain familiarity with you guys, and so I didn't. I was like, oh, this will be fun.
I feel like someone on this side of the table kind of ruined it, though.
Well, Curtis did ruin it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, as he does.
Also, you too, Joel.
I didn't say a word.
Well, you just ruined it right now when he's setting the preface for the next intro.
Oh.
See, Courtney's being good. She's not saying a word right now.
Plus, she tested out the limits of our pop filter earlier, which I appreciated.
Yes.
Can't hear these peas.
Q&A.
I got it. It's catchy, man.
Yeah.
Catchphrase machine over there.
So this episode is going to be about the dangers of cocaine and why you should never do it before you do the radio show.
Let's take two and on the intro.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I didn't write down the dates, man. These guys, Austin Sketch Darlings, they just finished up an amazing show at Austin Sketch Fest. They have a new show, which is a first for them in terms of, or actually you've done a narrative show before, you said it.
Yeah.
At Out of Bounds, but tell us a little bit about your new show, Ron Stepp Presents, Ron Stepp and the Stepp Sisters.
Well, I guess you'd kind of call it like a sketch comedy one-act play because it's just a one long scene that runs about 50-odd minutes. We play the former members of a child family band who have gathered together again after their father's death to go over the wounds of the past and, sing a few rockin' tunes. But, you know, it's fun. It's funny. It's funny. But maybe it's also poignant, but probably it's not.
We
probably
actually
it's mostly
did get
funny.
An aw last night.
Yes, although I think that was from my wife. So
So these rockin' tunes, you guys just sit around a boombox and listen to some songs you picked out? What?
We play instruments.
Hold on, you're telling me there's a sketch show where you guys play your own songs?
That's right.
That is correct.
So we wrote the songs, we wrote the lyrics, we wrote the music, and we play the instruments.
Yeah, now so what if the melody of at least one of the songs is very reminiscent of 99 bottles of beer on the wall?
Now here's the thing.
So what?
Don't take this personally. But before this show, Courtney, did you know how to play drums?
I did.
Okay.
I don't
take
claim
it
to be that great of a drummer, but I actually did know how to play
she's
drums.
She's like Meg White. She has that intuitive stomp.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is because watching Joel play bass, Joel looks bored by Will playing bass, which shows that he's done it so often it's not a novelty. Whereas Courtney looks into it.
Well, I have. That was actually the first time I've ever performed in front of a crowd. Was last night.
Oh, okay.
I bought the drums. I was having some sort of like midlife crisis sort of thing, and I practiced. I'm not in my midlife, by the way.
Right.
No, but, not especially with today's medicine.
That's right.
Yeah, unless you're going to die at 56.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. So I bought them and I practiced, and I practiced alone, and I learned some real songs, but I just played with my headphones on and everything, but had no ambition for actually doing anything with it. And then Joel played the bass, and I was like, come on, you guys.
So what's...
So the show, as you said, it's these three kids who were in a childhood band, and now they're sort of picking up the pieces after the death of their father, Ron Stepp. And you do play, like you just said, songs on the show. I don't know if you'd say that they're the centerpieces of the show, but they definitely are super entertaining. And I'll admit, I saw the show last night.
Thank you for admitting that.
No, that's not that's not the admitting part. It's coming up.
Okay.
Just
you
let
have
it
a,
out, Matt.
You have a
just
song
let it
in the promo, which, do you mind if I play a little bit of Knife Fight?
Oh, please.
Please
go ahead. Hit him with a little piece of Knife Fight.
It just closed. Good. good job thing.
Yeah, but I will just say, as we are pulling up this song, that they do their instruments, and I sing because I can't do anything. One of the things that is amazing...
I do the drums.
About bands is that a lot of times the person who sings in a band does that because he can't do anything.
Well, but you look like the kind of guy...
I would sing in a band.
You look like the kind of guy who would have tried guitar at one point in your life.
No. You're never. Sure?
Not even classical guitar?
I dinked around with a keyboard a little bit.
Not even like a pork pie hat, just kind of strumming along?
I did sell pork pie hats for a while. That was my thing.
Yeah, that's how you met Joel and Courtney.
I did. They came into the pork pie hat shop.
Our number one customers.
We want to look stupid.
Hey, what was the name of that store again?
Barrel of Pork.
Hey, let's listen to that promo.
So this is Knife Fight, and this is from a promo for the show. Let's listen to it here. These are you guys. You guys are playing these instruments.
That's
true.
Right.
That's true.
We turn up a little bit, Tim?
Sure. There's Courtney.
We don't spit.
That's Curtis.
We don't swear. We don't yell indoors. Will you make fun of our dad?
I've watched that promo about 10 times.
Yeah.
Same here. I legitimately love this song. And last night when I was watching the show and you guys are jamming it out, I had to stop myself from singing along.
Yeah, you should have. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, we don't yell indoors. And I'm just like, because it's not polite. I was getting the beat going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's like as like basic and primitive as like a kind of like punky garage thing. But like the band is not supposed to be that good, so we can just have fun going nuts on like a song that's super simple, and it jazzes up a show, which hopefully people think it's funny, but it's also
it does jazz
50
up a show.
Minutes of us talking and saying funny stuff to each other, so we need a little variety in there.
From a person that also does sketch, myself.
And what?
I'll group David in with this as well.
Hi, everybody.
Not only is it impressive that you guys have done a narrative show, because so far... all we have done is just...
I just write very long sketches.
Yeah.
You have done is very funny and accomplished sketches.
We can't talk about it.
Not you personally.
But also...
So Austin.
In the promo, you guys playing instruments, you look badass, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
But I think I noticed Curtis wrapping the microphone cord around Stan Rollins style.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Because I think I have essentially at core about as much musical talent as Henry Rollins has. No disrespect to the man.
Oh, are you sure?
On paper, that guy's awful.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's great about Henry Rollins.
He's trying, but musically.
What's great about Henry Rollins is that on paper, he is kind of terrible. But like in execution, he's actually kind of great.
Yeah.
Like Black Flag, I love Black Flag, but it's not because Henry Rollins is presenting terrific, memorable melody. He's not exactly a Cole Porter type of figure.
Yeah. So wait a second. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to like sort of bag on Henry Rollins, but instead you made yourself out to be kind of great.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
That's how Curtis talks.
Yeah, that was very slick.
I'm like Henry Rollins in that I'm terrible, but maybe I'm great.
I don't know. And you're a shameless self-promoter.
Exactly.
And you got to be in this town.
And my books are available. And they're just recollections I've had from my life of driving a car around.
Yes, driving your Toyota Corolla.
His one-man shows are just preachy and ridiculous.
Yeah. And in those shows...
Why is everybody eating so many fries?
I read one of his books.
Get him, Curtis.
Black Coffee Blues.
He talks a lot about soccer practice when he was a kid.
I fell down. Why do you have to buy shoes? They make you buy shoes. They teach you to buy shoes for your life.
Now, see, you're giving away the milk for free right now.
Sorry. It's all right.
Just save it for your one-man show.
I'll get in the Corolla. I'll take 10.
I read one of his books, Henry Rollins' books, when I was... A teenager in high school, and I got to say that was not the right time to read one of those things.
That seems like the ideal time.
I felt bad afterwards.
Okay.
Why exactly did you feel bad?
Did I just hang up on this person?
Did you? No, you did.
KOP. No, I pressed off instead of on. That shouldn't have done it.
Aww.
Phone caller, you're jerking me around here. Phone caller.
Come back if you're an interesting person.
Yeah, if you'd like to call in and talk to your terrific neighbors, the number again is 472-5667.
We want to hear from you.
472-KOOP.
Nationwide, 888-917-5667.
That's right.
Yeah. Call us collect. Can you call us collect?
Yeah, there is a nationwide number.
Wow.
Why, do you have any friends in Raleigh-Durham?
No.
Just tell them to call in.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about whatever's going on in North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
Kakalaki. So again, the show is going on until, okay, it's Fridays and Saturdays.
Right.
From now, and actually you have a show tonight at 8 p.m.
Yes.
That's right.
At Salvage Vanguard Theater.
That's I should have cleared this with you guys, but you want to give away some tickets?
Can you?
Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Would you rather give away tonight or a future show?
We would rather give away tonight, but if they can't go, then.
We'll tell you what.
How about next Saturday's show?
Okay. Next next weekend's show.
Okay.
How about that? One of the two.
Yeah.
We'll give them a choice.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, we'll do the old-fashioned mascot wedding ticket interview.
Yeah.
So if you like tickets to this awesome show, 472-5667, and we will make sure you're worthy of it.
Ooh.
It's not, don't stress out, though.
You know, and when you call in, just make sure that you have your email address on hand.
Yes, exactly. Commit it to memory or have it written down on a card.
Hopefully it's written on the same card with your password so that you get the email, you know, don't forget your password so you can't check your email.
Right.
Have to start a whole new account and then you've lost that email.
Go ahead and test it. Log into your email, send an email to the email address that you think is yours. If you receive it, mm-hmm. you've confirmed it for yourself.
This all sounds very good, but don't give us the password. That
no,
is yours
you
to keep.
Do not do that.
Okay.
I would like the password. I am differing from Joel and David.
Don't give it
regard.
To Curtis.
No,
Curtis
don't.
He will take over your life.
Yeah. He loves going on cruises, and that's all you'll get are cruise emails.
Curtis Luciani is actually a 93-year-old man.
I'm actually a 93-year-old man with a spam bot brain.
All right, well, shut up, old man. We're about to take a phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello. I would like the ticket.
Okay, what is your name, madam?
My name is Kristen.
Okay, could you do me a solid? I hear your radio on in the background. Could you turn it down?
Oh, it's actually off.
What? Well, then these headphones stink. I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of the headphones.
That's okay.
Okay, what's your name again? Kathy?
Kristen.
I got it.
Sorry.
I got it. Relax.
As a pro.
So, Kristen, let's say that you're applying for these tickets and that you're interviewing with your terrific neighbors. Let's take it from there.
All right. Well, Kristen, what kind of experience do you have in seeing comedy shows?
I've seen many comedy shows. And I'm always a good audience member. I listen closely, and I rarely talk to my neighbor. And I don't put my feet up on the seat in front of me. I just do a good job.
I like these qualifications.
Okay.
If you had been at the Dave Chappelle show, what would you have done?
We might talk about that later.
Topical.
I've thought about it. I think that I would have, well, I don't know, actually, because it seems like it got kind of nutty. But probably I would have made strongly worded suggestions that people quiet down. And then I might have found an authority figure and asked that authority figure to escort the bad people out.
Kristen, have you always been a complete and total submissive your entire life, or did that just recently start? I'm going to ask someone to help and point to a submissive. Do something, Kristen.
If you see something, do something.
It's sort of a way to affect change without putting yourself in danger.
I like this.
Telling on people.
Okay, pop quiz hotshot. What's the last comedy show you saw?
Let's see. This week, what did I see?
Well, pop quiz, faster.
Frank Mills last Saturday.
Good taste.
Cold Town's own Frank Mills.
Good taste. They're a classic, local classic.
You know, I really like the Frank Mills. You know what show I hate? There's a stupid one people do with their dog.
Yeah.
Called... Oh, why are you laughing, Kristen?
Oh, and what's that one? Oh, Laboratory?
Yeah, Oh, Laboratory.
Yeah. Oh, the Laboratory Friends are the worst.
Laboratory Friends.
We're like Lavatory Friends.
Is this
we're
Kristen
Hinn? We're Dr. Stupid.
Yeah.
This is Kristen Hinn on the phone. Kristen Hinn, a Cold Town improviser.
I like this lady.
Yes,
yeah,
you're
she's
a very
cool.
nice lady.
I paid for tickets at Salvage Vanguard, so I hope it's okay that I called.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, you earned it. You put it through like anybody else.
You worked for it. You dialed those seven digits.
Dialed the numbers.
You don't have a secret number that gets you to call in any faster.
Right, exactly.
All right. But there's, I'm going to throw one last question out here, and this is going to be your make or break, Kristen.
Okay.
Favorite Henry Rollins album? And we're including the Black Flag discog.
That would have to be Jump As High As You Can Jump by Henry Rollins.
Is that an actual album?
Yeah, sure. Jump As High As You Can
Jump.
Remember he recorded that for, I think, the 90-95 NBA season?
It was that calisthenics concept album.
Yeah.
When Schwarzenegger was stopping the spokesperson for the Presidential Fitness Award.
He was always wearing like gym shorts. So.
Gym shorts. Yeah, I guess so.
Jump as high as you can jump.
Well, tell you what, Kristen. If you don't mind, we're just going to have a little conference for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What do you guys think? I mean, that whole thing about her, like, oh, I talked to someone about the Chappelle Show. It made me sick to my stomach.
I didn't like all the mites and probabilities.
Listen, you guys, she's just, you know, she doesn't have the authority. She's not a chauffeur. She's just an audience member in this hypothetical situation. What do you want from her?
Yeah, she's not a chauffeur who has unlimited authority wherever she goes.
Let's say somebody does this at your show. Like, they start mouthing off, and she starts
to look. Do I want Kristen to punch someone?
I didn't say punch. No, okay, don't put words in my mouth.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I mean, like, what do I want Kristen to do?
I don't know. What do you want Kristen to do?
I don't want her to alert the proper authorities.
All right, then. Kristen?
Excuse me.
Whoa,
Kristen.
Whoa.
Kristen.
Hi. Well, I can hear you.
Kristen, I think you got the tickets.
Yes.
Woo!
Yay!
Tickets or tickets?
Could it be for next week?
Yes.
Yeah, we said that.
It has to be tonight because next week's so close.
No, we'll tell you what. Well, the show's running for a while. You know these guys. Just send, or if you want to send us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We'll sort it out for a future
date.
Have
you confirmed that you have an email address, Kristen?
I know for sure that I do.
Okay. You receive emails on it.
What was the last email you got?
Kristen, you don't have to answer that.
What is your password?
do not answer that one specifically.
Do you use Google Authenticate?
Okay, guys. I'll tell you what, Kristen. Because we know each other, I'll be in touch and we'll set it up.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Kristen.
Bye.
Have a lovely day.
Yeah, yeah. Call. Oh. Nice.
Oh, I thought she'd never leave.
She wasn't really here, Joel.
Yeah.
What? No, she's right here.
No, that's me.
Wait, hold on. Were you talking about Courtney when you said you thought she'd never leave?
Yes.
Because she's still here, Joel.
Yeah. And we've still got a whole other half hour of the show to go.
That's what we've been saying ever since I joined the troop.
Speaking of joining the troop, how'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
Well,
Curtis and I grew up together. We've known each other since elementary school.
Oh, where have you grown? Where did you guys grow up?
Sugarland.
Really?
Town. It was awful. It was horrible. Sugarland is like a cookie cutter factory, but instead of making cookie
go
cutters,
wait, did they make cookies or cookie cutters?
But instead, it's like let's make a suburb that all other suburbs can model after.
Yeah.
And
you grew up in Levittown?
Look, I don't know what Jill's complaining about. I had plenty of fun at the Old Navy buying slacks, buying tech vests.
Taking tours of the Imperial Sugar Factory.
Ooh. Mm.
So it's not just a fancy name.
It smelled awful.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You are bursting my bubble. What about your fantastic representative there, Tom DeLay?
Oh, you know what? I actually, the house I lived in from the age of, well, we moved in there when I was 15 and my parents still live there, is actually across the street from Tom DeLay. Across the street.
Wow. Sounds like a fancy neighborhood is what you're saying.
No, yeah. It was actually
#hashtag
not
humble brag.
Super fancy.
Compared to where I lived, it was super fancy.
They had money. Yes, they had some money.
Okay.
My parents, I'm not trying, look, okay. Yeah, I grew up with silver spoon in my mouth. I'm basically a full-on blue-blooded American aristocrat.
He had a robot for a sister.
It's true. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. The one from Rocky IV.
Oh, that wasn't like...
The one that was in Nepali?
Yeah, exactly.
If you watch that movie, something's going on.
There
down.
Is some weird sexual tension going on with those two.
Exactly. With the robot?
Yeah, with the robot and Polly. Like, because he gets it for his birthday. He's like, I don't want this robot. And then like a couple of days later, he's like, I made some modifications. Like he knows how to what robotics are.
Did you read Rocky IV, the novel?
No, I wait.
Wait, the novelization?
It wasn't called Rocky IV.
Right.
It was, you know, Rocky's America, the novel that was based on.
Yes.
In it, there's an entire chapter where Paulie is showering and he opens the shower curtain because he got the wrong shampoo.
Yeah.
And the robot's just standing there and he does not shut that curtain.
Yeah, but they don't, that's all. It's a rich text in the novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the movie, it's just like, oh, I put a screwdriver to it. And then it's like, hello, Polly. Like, it's a full-blown woman now. Yeah. And that caters to his every sexual desire.
The weirdest part of the novel is it was mostly also montages.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Don't work so good on the page.
Yeah. No.
Rocky's America, though. Still, look it up, kids. It's your library.
Yeah. Rewinding it back. So Joel and I grew up together.
Grew up together.
Yes. We went to different colleges, but Joel actually, he had a sketch group while he was living in San Marcos. After that ended, like, Joel had also moved to Austin, and I was like, hey, let's do sketch comedy.
So, wow, how did you get to Austin? Did you go to UT?
Yeah, I went to UT and have been here ever since.
That's how most of these dummies stay here.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, it's
sorry.
Me too.
Joel and I and our friend Steph formed the first iteration of Your Terrific Neighbors, and Steph moved to Greece eventually. Ooh. And we were like, oh my God, how are we going to replace Steph? And we were like, let's not rush into it. When we find someone who's right, we will know, and we will bring them on board. And so we did our own thing for a while, and then we saw Courtney do a show called The Rat Girls, which is a super, super funny show that she was involved in. And
actually, I had met Courtney several times as a rat girl, but had no idea that it was Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
And once I found out...
Do you guys just talk? When you're in the Racco thing, do you have conversations that shrill voice?
Yes.
Do you stay in character?
She stays completely in character. Which was one of the appeals of getting Courtney to be in our group, because someone who is that dedicated to being right...
And weird socially?
Yes.
Yeah. Surely they're going to put up with crap.
Let's turn to the Courtney roast.
Courtney, she smells like a rat, too.
There we go.
Yay.
Courtney, you want to take it from there?
I was at a party, and I had too much to drink. And so I saw Curtis, and I was like slurring horribly at him and just being really gross.
Like racial?
No.
Yeah. Bad stuff.
I kept calling him a cracker.
Okay, Curtis, you did go on. You get up here.
I was just like, I want to be in Your Terrific Neighbors. He was just like, well, okay.
Well, there you go. The feeling
was
mutual.
I was
nice.
Not like, well, okay.
No,
I was
no.
Like, she was like, you're funny. And I was like, you're funny. And then we decided, hey, let's throw you into the mix here. And then we all got along, so we kept it going.
We hung out, and then,
I think the first time Joel and I ever really hung out, we filmed this piece called Stumble Bums, yeah. And so we, I was just like, hey, you want to go film this? And so Joel and I are just sort of driving around, like, very stiff and robotic, and we're just like, so...
what funny stuff do you like?
And so then we went out to a park and we fell down a bunch of times and then it was good.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks after that, all three of us hung out at Curtis's place and we drank for maybe 12 hours?
Yeah, we had a slumber party.
A sleepover.
Wow.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's how stuff happens
so
in
when,
the world.
So when you guys finally do dry out and you need to, is the magic still going to be there? Because
I don't think so.
It just seems all based on booze.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It is soaked in whiskey.
It's really expensive to be in the troop because you just always have to be wasted.
Sure.
So it's just, I don't know.
And you got to buy so many rugs to roll up the bodies of dead hookers
in. It's true.
Sounds wasteful.
Thanks, David Tell. Hey. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more.
It's David Hotta.
More with Your Terrific Neighbors.
Wait,
but
is
first,
that David
Hotta? Yes.
Yes, it is. You got it right.
It's a time of the show where we have to play a super group. Dan Harger from Wolf Parade and Handsome Furs and Britt Daniel of Spoon. Or a new band called
Bachner.
Whatever you said. Or the new band called The Divine Fits. This is My Love Is Real off of, I guess, the My Love Is Real 7-inch. Anyway, check it out. More Mass Going Show coming up.
I was stuck up in, we were equally nervous. I could not get through. So, where is a chain that will keep us together? This much is true. My love is real.
Hey, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake, and we just heard The Divine Fits with Woo! My Love Is Real off of, I believe, the My Love Is Real 7-inch. If they have an album later on, then it'll probably be on that. Special in studio guest.
Hey.
Your Terrific Neighbors.
Curtis Luciani.
Joel Osborne.
Courtney Hopkin.
That is correct. And they were talking about their new show, Ron Stepp Presents, Ron Stepp and the Stepsisters, which will go from this weekend to three more weekends?
Yes.
At Salvage Vanguard Theater.
Fridays and Saturdays.
Presented by Gannapp.
If they want to get tickets and more info, where is a place they can go?
GannappTheater.org.
And that is GNAP. Now, is it theater, TheAter?
It's ER.
Good.
Yes.
Those RE people hit the road, am I right? Go back to New York.
Get them out of here. Yeah.
Actually, you might not want to say that, Mac.
I use RE for the art form and ER for the place. I don't really do that.
That's actually a very helpful tip. Hey, we got a tweet from Regular Karate. He says, if people don't go see Your Terrific Neighbors, they're missing out on a sonic blast of comedy, parentheses, I'm at Sonic right now, close parentheses.
Yes!
And that's
thank you, Lance.
Lance Gilstrap.
Yes. That's right.
Lance.
So let me ask you guys something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your show, Ron Stepp, presents Ron Stepp and the Stepsisters. I saw last night, as I mentioned in the first half of the show.
Thank you.
That is my Paul F. Tompkins impression, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And one thing I wanted to ask, though, because it is sort of, well, it's not sort of, but because it is like this narrative thing, and like you said, it's a comedic sort of one-act play. There's definitely, like, the characters have real emotions, and they have certain traits that are grounded, because you each play a step sibling. Yes. And you have, Courtney plays Sullivan Stepp.
That's right.
And then Joel and Curtis play Georgette and Megan, respectively, because their dad wanted an all-girl rock band and refused to waver.
Yes.
But was there a temptation to like, sort of have a moment where, like, comedy aside, let's put some like I'm having a real realization right now. I mean, there is in that, but like there is that in the show, but it's not necessarily like pushed to the center stage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of it's like a fine line between, we're kind of goofing on the form of a one act play.
You guys are goofs. I'm not gonna lie to you.
But you know, if you've seen, you know, one act plays or just any of those type of plays where it's like, hey, we're in the same location for an hour talking to each other about our emotional wounds. You know, it's that format, so we're goofing on it, but at the same time, like, you can't use that format without actually being somewhat genuine. Otherwise, it would be totally painful. So we try to, like, balance between, like, nothing being really that serious and these characters having some kind of groundedness to them, even though they're completely absurd versions of whatever they're supposed to be.
So you're like the community of one-act plays. You think your mess don't stink, but you're also doing... I don't know. I'm sorry. I wanted to do like a gotcha moment, but that's all right. It's not worth it.
I was watching that Will Ferrell one-man show, the You're Welcome America, last night with George W. Bush. And there's a moment in it when he's like, and you think I don't think about the deaths, like all, and he talks about like all the people that died in the war and like the Iraqi families and everybody like that. And it definitely gets serious and it's like, oh, okay. Well, we're here sitting laughing at this HBO special. There was a moment where someone can see their own gore and the darkness is creeping in.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why did you bring that up?
Yeah.
And like, I know it is real, but it really did just like suck the entire wind out of the show.
It is a very weird moment. And I've seen that show.
It's hard to balance. It's like, oh, Ron Stepp, he's dead. And then you would like bring up like, hey guys, remember Hurricane Katrina? Like you wouldn't, that was like, that was the logical next step. Right. Oh, but by the way, that special, there's a moment where he's doing this crowd thing where he asks people their name and their jobs and he'll give them a nickname. And no one in that Broadway crowd had a real job.
Oh yeah.
Everyone else is like, what's your job? He's like, antique books dealer. And it was like, I'm a record executive. Like, no one had, like, actual jobs that, like, people had.
Not if they're sitting up close to the stage.
Yeah, exactly. They all, like, one guy had, like, was, like, software engineer, and he could tell everyone else, like, change seats.
I don't know how they keep, you know, like, tickets for those types of shows.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're talking, like, $200, $300. Yeah. I don't know how you can do that. How can anyone do that, manage to like cough up that much for a single evening? I don't know.
You mean afford it or justify it?
Well, he's saying afford it.
Well, afford it. I mean,
like, yeah, if I was Will Ferrell, I'm sure after actually getting the money, I wouldn't be bothered by it. But asking people to pay, like, you know, drop two C notes to come see me, I'd be like, oh boy, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But that guy, he's got to pay for those ivory back scratchers somehow.
Why does he just?
I don't know. I'm going after Farrell.
Yeah, so. One percenter. One percenters. Hey, well, let's
why don't you pay
now.
My taxes, Will Farrell?
Isn't no, he Canadian?
You're
No, he's from California.
No, he's from, yeah, he's a SoCal. SoCal. Well,
and one more question I have about the show. So, you know, you guys definitely, you know, you have these songs and it's a narrative thing. What came for, like, when you were thinking about, like, oh, we should put on another show, like, how did the genesis for the format of the show come about?
Well, we had a completely different idea. And then, so we had a completely different idea. And so we started working on that. And then it just got longer and longer. And this is honestly what happened. And it just kept getting longer and longer. Mm-hmm. And so instead of, like, it doing the thing that we planned on, it was just like, now it's...
Yeah, we had about 2 pages of, like, backstory of this entire concept, which was a little more intricate than what you see on the stage. Courtney had this idea.
That'd be good web material.
Say what?
That'll be good web material. DVD extra.
Yeah. Or,
yeah.
Exclusive.
When we do our web comic, we'll put that in there.
Sure.
I mean, like, it started off with this idea of deconstructing a sketch.
Yeah.
And doing the same sketch over and over again, but different lengths with different amounts of detail.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Way to go, nerds.
And our. In our kind of online log of ideas, like brainstorming ideas for sketches and stuff, there was one that said siblings go through their father's attic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, let's combine these two ideas. And then it slowly just built into the show.
And then the show just became so much of a thing in itself that we were like, ooh, like the clever, like, structural thing, like, doesn't even fit anymore.
Here, yeah.
Were you thinking that maybe that this show, because it is... like a show, you're going to try and, like, take it to festivals and stuff like that?
No. I mean, we don't ever have any...
Our other one act would be more fitting for festivals because it's more into, like, a 20 to 30 minute time slot.
Yeah.
This one, we'd have to...
We'd
have to
cut
half
it in half, yeah.
Yeah. And carry a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to pack suitcases... I mean, come on.
Courtney would have to buy, what, like 10 different suitcases
to put
her
drum set.
I think your drum set could carry over into just pick up some basic bucket drumming.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be cool.
When you got the chops, you don't need...
Yeah, that's right. I have the chops.
You can buy, like, some hit sticks. Do they still make those?
Yeah.
Like, drumsticks? Yeah. You don't need drums to make these sounds.
It's true.
When some people go see a sketch comedy show, they're not expecting Neil Peart up there.
No, they're not.
They just want some
solid
beats.
I only have 4 pieces. No, 3 pieces.
Well, there was that one guy at the show yesterday, remember, who did stand up and scream and say, "Where's Neil Peart?
I came to see Rush.
Everywhere I go, I want to see Neil Peart."
He read the wrong flyer.
Yeah. And then I, being an active audience member, of course, punched his teeth right down his throat.
No, Kristen
right.
Him.
And you said, Kristen Him won't do this.
Yeah.
I say that a lot these days.
Well, there's a lot of things she won't do that I do on a daily basis.
Well, that's a fun thing to never talk about.
One more note on the show.
Watch
Curtis,
out, Kristen.
You do the entire show with a bandage around your head. How is the sweat retention on that?
Get sweaty. The biggest problem with it is that it is an ace bandage, so you know, the pressure makes it want to continually squeeze off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's tough.
That sounds cool. Well, we'll be right back with our right now. A word from our sponsor, Ace Bandage. Sucking inhalation.
We love you, Ace.
You can't say that either.
There's nothing else I would rather put on a hurt.
No.
On my body.
Guys, you're doing this all wrong.
I like that so much. The
I hurt myself on purpose so I can use an Ace bandage.
There's that desperate moment, like on Sopranos, where some character's about to die and they make some vulgar bargain or whatever. And at that same tone, I love you, Ace. Like, look at me. I'm doing it. It's like, don't kill me. I'll endorse anything.
Hey, I'm bleeding, guys. Let's just wrap this up. Yeah.
There should be that. Where's that sketch, guys? Where it's like, I'm going to kill
you.
You
should put that in your comedy show.
If only we knew sketch writers.
Thanks, Dad.
Does that happen to you?
Oh, of course it does.
No, it doesn't for me because,
whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think my mom might have said something a couple times, but it was dumb.
Oh, it happens to you now. David, I was watching a show the other
David,
day.
David, it's Mrs. Hara.
I was watching. Wait, yes, and this is also Mrs. Hanna.
Oh, my lesbian parents. That's real
I was
funny,
watching
guys.
That could have been show yesterday, The Office. Have you seen The Office?
I have seen The Office.
You should put that in one of your shows.
No, you can't just do that. You can't just steal something.
Why not?
But, well, the mom.
It was funny.
Well, Terry, I can't steal other people's material.
David, I was watching George Carlin doing comedy on
You were
TV.
Watching George Carlin?
Yes, you should put that in one of your shows.
All right, I'll put George Carlin in one of my shows.
David, also, I was eating a really delicious apple from the store the other day. It was really ripe and juicy. You should put that in one of your shows.
Fine.
All right, we will.
Yeah, put that in your show.
David, this apple's so juicy.
That's a good bit.
You sell out the bit like that instantly?
Yeah.
5 years, guys, 5 years.
No, my parents have come to see the stuff we do, and they're very content to not give me a single note about it. Although there was one sketch that I wrote, it was a video, and it ended with a suicide. And the only thing my parents said was, we weren't a fan of that one. And that was it. And they've, for the most part, they've been pretty great about just letting me go.
Nice. I've gotten weird notes that have been, there's no middle ground, like, yeah, I saw it, good stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's always like really nicely negative or...
You look like you're having fun?
No. Like,
that sure was you up there. Yeah,
exactly. Like, oh, that character, was he gay? They're like, yes. And like, okay. Art was good. Story's the pits.
Did you do a lot of research for that role, Mac? Come on, Mac. We want a grandkid.
Or I did a show. The only time they've ever seen me do anything live, and it's almost like this unspoken bargain where they do not want to see me be vulgar up there. And most Mac, of my stuff is.
Mac, this is Mrs. Hara.
Why are you here?
Hey, Nelda, what's up? We don't need formalities, Nelda.
I've been listening to you on the radio, and I just want, are you gay on the radio?
Look, Nelda, I have not come out yet, but because you're such a fine supporter of Co-op Radio, every membership drive, I will tell you personally I'm not.
Okay.
Spoiler!
Well, bye.
Oh. Mom! I miss you every day!
But the other reaction is they'll see me do something and they'll be like, board up your house and go to Hollywood! You are wasting every second here! You are handsome!
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but also... What am I supposed to do with this? My dad's like, you look like Paul Newman. And I was like, did Paul Newman, was he in a horse accident? What's that? Was he kicked on the head by a mule in a movie? I didn't see that.
Oh, Paul Newman's sketch comedy group was amazing.
It really was.
Really was solid.
The salad dressing was so good.
It was him and Alan Arkin. And of course, Broderick Crawford was in there. They had great stuff.
David, you used to do a spit take all over the board?
I did.
Fired. Did you want to talk about something?
Nah, not really.
Musical guest Pete Seeger.
Wow, really?
We'll pause that at that.
He's terrified. He's terrified.
No, it's not even a terrified thing. It's just we've got such a great thing going on right now, talking with your terrific neighbors who have a show going on now between now and July 4th. There's a show tonight at 8 p.m. at Salvage Vanguard Theater. But I hate to derail it, but this came up last night. I was at the grocery store buying cereal, and I went past Cookie Crisp. Who's the mascot for Cookie Crisp there,
Well,
Mac?
It used to be the Cookie Cop and the Cookie Crook, but then they were soon replaced by Chip the Dog.
Okay, so you knew about this.
Yes, because I knew Chip the Dog and Cookie Crook. Cookie Crisp is what they took all across the country now. Everyone's doing the Cookie Crisp, pal. Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, so anyway.
By the way, no one joined in with the applause.
Because I didn't know
that
this.
Was one of the saddest things I've ever
witnessed. The only jingle I ever knew was Little Cookies You Can't Resist, Cookie Crisp. That's the only one I ever knew. I don't know this song that you're singing.
But this is definitely not Chip the...
Yeah, this is just a wolf now.
This is a wolf.
This is like some cookie wolf.
Oh, that's brand new.
Yeah, okay.
Or it's new to me.
David, this is Dig'em Frog.
So,
Dig'em Frog!
I'm here to tell you that me and your mother have gotten together and are now going to be a couple. Your father is out of the picture.
Hey, Dig'em Frog, can I tell you something?
Yeah!
My mom listens to the show every week. So, take that with you, Dig'em Frog.
Well, that's cool.
I think Dig'em Frog would be more likely the...
No, I mean, it's every day, Dig'em Frog.
Is Dig'em Frog the frog from Smacks?
Yeah.
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 Dig'em, yeah.
I think Dig'em is more like the kind of frog where, like, you want to go pick him up and, like, oh, I did it last time. I don't want to do it. And then, like, after the camera shuts down, he's just real quiet and sad. Or he'll tell some, like, story that doesn't go anywhere and ends with something, like, terrible happening to one of his brothers.
I thought when you said pick him up, like, you're picking him up from detox, like...
Or, like, you pick him up to hold him.
No, you pick him up to, like, bring him to the chute.
Oh, okay.
Because like,
oh, he needs a ride, of course.
Because I thought he said, like,
because he can't drive because he's drunk.
He's a frog.
Hey, Mike, this is Sugar Bear.
Look, we've gone over Sugar Bear, okay? No one gets more strange than Sugar Bear.
Mike, I think this is Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear wants to know if you're gay.
No, it's more like, mosquito papa doo doo da. Hey, well, you got a roommate? Let's bring her together. Skidoo bop, Sugar Bear. Like, that should be the Sugar Bear commercial.
Then they should make a Sugar Bear movie about how he's just
who's
killing
Sugar
it.
Bear?
What's the mascot of Golden Crisp?
Can't get AKA, that Golden Crisp.
AKA Sugar Crisp, but then they changed name because it was too sugary.
Yeah.
Too sugary?
Yeah.
Why don't you slip out of that wet cereal and into a dry martini? Zippy pop poo poo, Sugar Bear.
Yeah, he could just be like, it's just a movie about him just being a total hound, just going around town, giving cereal.
He could go around town with the...
Tricks Bunny.
Let's edit this out of the podcast.
No, what? Oh man, I just left. You
describe it. Who are you talking about?
He's a little puff ball, and all he wants is to eat this type of cereal.
That's me. I'm David. Hi.
The honeycomb thing?
Honeycomb thing.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Oh, so you're talking about the cereal mascot whose primary characteristic is that he wants to eat the cereal.
I really narrowed it down there.
Skidoo-bop, hey, don't mind my honeycomb friend. He's crazy about that cereal.
You know what? Let's create a cereal that has a mascot whose catchphrase is, no, thank you. Hey, do you want
I'm on a diet,
get
and
it
that's
away from
horrible
me.
For me.
Oh, get it away from me. I don't even want to get started.
I don't know what happened to it, but I heard they were developing a movie called Food Fight, where it was about all the food mascots. And the sad thing is, I remember when I read about it, I was like, I reached over, grabbed a pad, a pencil, and added to my to-do list, buy tickets to this movie.
Well, have you seen the trailer for the, it's not a Pixar movie.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph?
One with all the 8-bit video game characters.
Yes, I have.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago on the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Catch up on the show, buddy.
I listened to the podcast.
Actually, that one just went up yesterday. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Well, hey guys, we are almost out of time.
Yeah, we just plowed through the show.
But once again, your Trivia Neighbors, I saw the show last night, Ron Stepp presents Ron Stepp and the Stepsisters. It was awesome. I laughed throughout. It was a really, really funny, great show. And everyone, if they have the opportunity to go see it, I recommend that they should. And more information and tickets, and where can they go again?
GNAPTheater.org.
That is GNAP Theater, and then you know the rest. Your turn, neighbors. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yes.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
And thank you for taking that last opportunity to yell right into the microphone. These levels are going to be fun to edit. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. One last check of the tweets. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting a text message. I got a feeling I know who this is. Yes. My mom just said, I can hear you. So thanks everybody.
Shame
for
on you, Curtis.
Oh yeah.
Nope. Please.
I'm a frog.
Leave my mom alone, Sugar Frog or whatever your dumb name is.
Diggum Frog.
Thank you. What are we going out with, Mac?
Going out with Town to Win, or Tao, with the Get Down Stay Down off of their album No Better Learn Faster. This is the title track. Stay tuned for Clear Spot, right?
Sure.
Bye, David.
Bye, Mac.
Bye, Austin.
See you next week.
You know it.
I can't do the right thing. I hurt all my feelings. You gotta keep it kind. You.
Oh, extra stuff.
Yeah, here comes promotional consideration.
That's right. Hey, folks, you may not know this, but David, Hada, and myself, Meg, like, we are in a sketch comedy troupe called Stag Comedy, and we got accepted into the Seattle Sketch Festival in October. And so not only are we going to do that, but we're also going to do some shows in Portland. It's going to be like a little mini stag tour.
Yeah, that's right. We're hitting the road. We're going we're going full tour on this thing.
Problem is that shit costs money.
Yes. And That's where you come in.
So, David, I guess we should do like a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo and just basically have a website where we beg people for money.
Exactly. I was actually just going to stand on the corner with a sign that says, hey, I deserve your money. Give it to me.
That sound effect means we're not doing that. What we're going to do instead is we're going to put on a fundraiser show called Stag Comedy Rarities.
That's right. It's Sunday, July 15th at 8 p.m. at Hyde Park Theater. It's going to be an odds and sods. It's going to be some rare stuff that we've only done a couple of times that maybe we've only done once, and some stuff that we've done for a while that we're remixing, and we're doing new slants on it and new takes, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and this is all stuff that we at Stag Comedy love to do. We're not just being like, oh, we've only done this once. It's not a crappy B-side collection. This is like an extra A-side show.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, we've also got some hot stand-up from our good friend Carrie Lendo. She's going to be helping us out with the show. And also, we're giving away some swag. We're emptying out everything that we've got from Stag Comedy and Mascot Wedding and maybe even some Bill and Eric.
That's right. It's all the crap that you would get in a Kickstarter campaign. We're just going to give you if you come to the show. So tickets are available now. And guys, honestly, we super appreciate everyone who comes out and want everyone to feel like they've got an awesome night of entertainment. So we're busting our balls. Busting our butts to make sure this is a good show for you guys.
And my balls. I sat down on them.
Oh, my God. You pulled a Mr. Belvedere?
I sure did.
Crushed your Wesleys?
Yeah, I crushed my Wesleys. Folks, we'll let you know. Tickets are $15. But as we said, this is a fundraising effort. We're trying to raise some money to hit Seattle and hit Portland. So it's a pricier ticket than maybe you're used to. But we're totally going to make it worth your while. We're going to put on a great show. And you're going to be helping us out.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Well, isn't it the night Breaking Bad premieres? Come on, guys. Set your DVRs or TiVos. Yeah. Look, I'm TiVoing it. If it matters that much to you, you can come to my place after the show and we'll all watch it together.
Yeah, exactly. And if you still feel, I don't want to miss it, I'll act the fucking thing out for you right there.
I'll even make some blue jello shots and we'll pretend it's Heisenberg blue meth, okay?
That actually that sounds great.
Let's go do it.
We can't promise that, though.
Why can't I? I can make that. It's like jello and then booze, right?
Yeah. And then you just freeze it.
Okay, that's not hard.
Heisenberg blue shots.
Yeah, let's do it. let's burn this place to the ground. That date again, July 15th. It's a Sunday at 8 p.m. in Hyde Park Theater. StatComedy.com has all the deets for you.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Thanks.